Now, some of the letters we've received recently.
Upon hearing our report on media coverage of the Republican convention, Lucian Janik in Sewell, New Jersey, wrote to say this: "The Republicans have beat the media at their own game and hit the jackpot with what amounts to several hours of free political commercials. This should be a wake-up call to news organizations and political reporters everywhere. Start doing your job and look beyond the sound bites and political spin. We will all benefit in the long run."
Dr. Jack Komisar wrote an appreciation of our story on music education in the public schools. But, he writes, it was disheartening to hear people defend it in terms of improving cognitive development or other skills. It took a little girl to point out that it's valuable because it is fun. The same thing goes for our entire educational system. We say that it's valuable because it enables us to compete economically with the Japanese and the Europeans. I wonder how many young people are motivated to study by that kind of reasoning. It would be useful if at least once in a while somebody pointed out that education enriches your life, and it does this regardless of what job you take.
A few items on language now. Nathan Tiller of Minneapolis, Minnesota, faults us for referring to UNHCR, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, as an acronym. Acronyms, he writes, are words. All other initials for organizations or other things are simply abbreviations. For example, HUD, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, is an acronym, while HHS, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, is not.
WASP, meaning White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, is an acronym, but was evidently not coined by the late Digby Baltzel, as we incorrectly reported on Monday. The famed University of Pennsylvania sociologist did popularize and elaborate the label, but there are some earlier uses of WASP cited in the Oxford English Dictionary from 1962, and that's 2 years before Professor Baltzel's book, The Protestant Establishment. Our apologies.
And Henry Hecht of Teaneck, New Jersey, sent us this letter about a word we didn't use, publican. Ever since Joe McCarthy persuaded most of his fellow party members to shorten the name of their opponents to the Democrat Party, I thought it would be only appropriate to shorten the name of the GOP to the Republican Party. Little did I realize how appropriate this would be until I heard your Friday afternoon piece on the Dole promise to privatize at least part of the IRS. In other words, to revive the ancient profession of publicans.
Mr. Hecht writes that when he first studied the King James Bible, he assumed publicans were the bartenders and pub owners of ancient Israel. But, he writes, I learned that the publicans were the franchisees of the Roman government who had the responsibility of collecting taxes.
Send us your comments and questions. The address is Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. By email, it's atc@npr.org. Either way, please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.